Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The longtime leader of a local nonprofit is retiring. Let's go in-depth with Rod Brown, Executive Director of the Christian Opportunity Center. Rod, as a little bit of background, would you tell our listeners what the Christian Opportunity Center does?
Sure. COC was founded in 1969 as a special education program, and then later added adult vocational, and then after that, adult residential supports. And then over the last 30 years or so, we've expanded into three other counties, and today we serve nearly 300 people in a four-county area, providing residential and vocational supports and spiritual nurture.
You know, I've been here, I've interviewed people, walked around while people were working, know a lot of, clients. Is that what you say, the people that utilize this?
We say the people we, person supported or the people we support.
The people you support. Well, I see a lot of them all the time.
Yes.
They're integrated widely in the community, see at coffee shops and workplaces of employment. And it, I guess it just speaks to the reach of the COC that people are everywhere. And it's such a positive force in the community, not only for the people that are served here, but for all of us.
Yes. In my lifetime, I mean, I've been working in disability services for 42 years, and it's been a sea change in a positive way. When I was a kid growing up, people with disabilities weren't in my neighborhood. They weren't in my school. They weren't in my church. Basically out of sight, out of mind. And so we've come a long ways. And I always share this story about the big change in my lifetime when I meet with new staff every other month here to do some training. And I'm always thinking, yeah, they probably look at me and say, sure, Rod, you're so old. Of course, there's been a sea change in your lifetime. But it really has been overall a huge positive change with people having opportunities to work in the community and live in the community and worship in the community and recreate in the community.
And you're retiring.
And I'm retiring.
How does that feel?
Well, ask me in a little over 3 months. June 29th is my last day, and it'll be difficult to walk away after 31 and a half years here. But it's time for new leadership, and COC is well prepared for this change. And so I'm looking forward to it, and I've got a lot of things I want to do in retirement to keep me busy. My wife's worried I won't have enough to do, but I tell her not to worry.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Rod Braun, Executive Director of the Christian Opportunity Center. What are some of the challenges as you leave?
Well, I think one of the biggest challenges, which has been my whole 42 years in disability services, is staff compensation and getting and keeping qualified employees. That's always been our biggest challenge. And right now, I think I just read where unemployment in Marion County is 2.2%, and Warren County, which is has about almost 40% of our annual revenues now, about 2.3%. So that's almost full employment. And it's a huge challenge for us to be competitive with our limited Medicaid funding. The good news is that despite all the challenges of managed care that was implemented just 2 years ago, we're going to come out on top in a very positive way funding-wise. The state went to a system of tiered rates on December 1st of last year, and we got a significant bump in rates, and we're getting an even bigger one on July 1st of this year. What they're doing, they're not putting any more money into the system, but they're taking money from providers with high rates and giving it to those of us with cost-effective rates. So we're a big winner in all this, and it's going to give us some great opportunities to even improve our compensation benefits even better. Because as I always tell, especially like elected officials and stuff, quality supports and services for people with disabilities requires quality staff, and quality staff requires quality compensation. And it's 3/4 of our budget, and so it's a huge part of what we do in order to be able to best serve people with disabilities.
And you helped lobby for that change.
We were fully supportive of going to a tiered system. Like I said, we're going to come out of this doing really well, and it bodes well for the future of COC.
And I've seen you publicly educate our legislators about the importance of these issues. Has that been difficult to get people to understand some of the challenges, especially the ones that have some control over the purse strings, our legislators?
It's been an important part of my job, lobbying, working with legislators both at the state level and county level and federal level. The county not so much anymore, with the state having taken over a few years ago the local match for Medicaid-funded services, but now mainly state and at the federal level. And we've always been able to get their attention, to get them to come here and visit and tour and meet with us and hear about the challenges we face. So I've had board members ask me, is that effective use of your time to meet with elected officials and everything? And it's a hard one to answer if you look strictly at outcomes, but at least they're aware of the challenges we face. And I think most people, when it comes to people with developmental disabilities, I think most people are pretty supportive of adequate funding for what we do.
Well, that's good to hear. But still, you're working on such tight margins. Is there anywhere there could be some relief that you see to maybe implement some important programs that you can't?
Well, for COC, with this second round of tier rate increases coming July 1st, that'll be very significant. But part of me is a little bit sad knowing that we're benefiting at the expense of other provider organizations like COC. It's not new money coming into the system. So that will serve us very well. But again, it's coming at the expense of other organizations who are having to make some very difficult choices in how to deal with a loss of funding. So I'm thankful we're in the position we're in.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Rod Braun, Executive Director of the Christian Opportunity Center. In my observations and tours and stuff, one of the, maybe I'm characterizing this wrong, but to me, one of the best programs that was out there, the ones that I saw make a lot of people happy, were the sheltered employment programs. And those are gone, right?
The last day will be April 27th, so we got about one more month, and then the funding goes away in May. So we've been gradually phasing out that service. Personally for me, that'll be a sad day. We've kind of gone full circle in my career. When I first got into this kind of work, sheltered employment was on the cutting edge, and everybody was doing it, and it gave people opportunities to earn a paycheck and take pride in their work. Interestingly, back before, when I first got into this, a lot of organizations didn't give people an opportunity to earn a paycheck. It was work activity or just activity centers, and oftentimes making arts and crafts and things like that. So we've come so far, and I really hate to see this go away, but the decision has been made that it segregates people from the regular workplace and that everybody should be in a job in a community business. That sounds like a wonderful concept. The practical part of it is it's way harder to do than you know what many of the advocates suggest, but we've been doing it since I came. We've been doing supported employment, where a COC person goes with somebody into community job and helps them learn the skills and everything. And the local business community in all of our service areas has really been good about working with us to find community jobs. But a lot of the people we support simply aren't going to have those jobs because of severity of disability, and to not be able to earn that paycheck, I just hate to see that happen. I think in the big picture of things, it's not just disability service. I think in every every industry, there's this notion that anything that's more than a decade or two old simply can't be good, and we have to replace it with something, whether it's better or not. And I think we're just cut that you always have to change things. The only saving grace I can see for the end of sheltered employment is that the old activity centers 40, 50 years ago that I compared it to did not include any activities in the community. So what we're, a lot of our folks who don't find community jobs will be in our life skills program. The generic term is day habilitation. It's a non-work oriented day program. The good news is they do lots of things out in the community. So that's the only positive I can see to people no longer being able. But as you witnessed, that earning the paycheck, the pride they take in their work is a huge thing, and you can't replace that with a life skills program.
Now, I ran into a guy the other day that works with COC, and he's really concerned about finding work, and he hasn't been able to. And I can tell it's weighing on him, and I know that he can, you know, based upon our interactions over the years, I know that he can do lots of things that I think employers would find valuable. I presume you're encouraging companies, small or large, to reach out and see maybe if there's somebody that might be able to.
Yes, and especially some of the companies that over the last, COC's had a sheltered employment program going back to 1974, so over these, what, 4.5 decades, we've done a huge volume of contract work for lots of local businesses. And so some of our people, the jobs that we can no longer do for sheltered employment, they're the experts at them. Some of them have been doing these same jobs for decades. And so that we're trying to use that to leverage opportunities in community businesses to place people there. And the selling point, of course, is they know these jobs. They've been doing these packaging, assembling, and other jobs for decades. Some of them.
Can you tell us about some of the leadership changes that are coming and things that maybe we have to look forward to as the transition happens?
Yes. So the change will come at the end of June, and John Eilers, the associate director, he's been here almost 14 years as associate director. We've had a succession plan in place since 2005. So like 1 year after he started, the board named him as the successor. And then that whole succession process will start all over again. The leadership team here will be hiring a new associate director, and that person then will be mentored by John for the next 4 or 5 years or however long until he decides to retire, and then that person will be the new executive director. So yes, we have a very intentional plan in place to ensure the future success of the organization. John's very talented. Like I said, we've worked closely together. He knows every aspect of my job, and I'm convinced he'll be able to provide strong leadership for the future.
Well, we still have a few months of your tenure at COC, but I'd like to take this opportunity for you to say whatever you want to, you know, the people in the listening area. Anything you'd like to share?
Well, I guess several things. First of all, our local communities have been extremely supportive through their gifts and their prayers, and one of the advantages that has given us is strong financial stability. We have about $6.5 million in our foundation fund. That's not a huge amount of money in an operational budget. Next year that'll be about $14 million. But a lot of my colleagues work with almost no reserves, and so when funding changes happen, they're in a world of hurt. So our local communities have just, when we've made a need known, they've been there. The support's been there. So that's been huge. The second thing is all the volunteers, the people who volunteer with the Friendship Bible Program, the people who do one-to-one volunteering, the relationships we have with like Central College and the student volunteers, and then our governance, our board of directors, our committee members who volunteer their time to see that we stay focused on our mission. All of that's been huge. And finally, coworkers. I've always been fond of saying, surround yourself with talented people and you'll look way better than you are. And that's my story. I'm sticking to it, that I've I've over the years had some very competent coworkers who've probably made me look way better than I am. But the key in leadership, I think, is always finding people with the skill sets where you're weak that complement your skills.
Thanks to Rod Brown for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.